Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,018, Joseph Scarpitti, seeking variances from the side yard setback, sections 115-42, 115-181, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the east side of Blue Teal Drive, approximately 1,557 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37062 Blue Teal Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 477.01. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is requesting variances of 6 feet for a second floor deck, 9 feet for an HVAC unit, and 6 feet for the dwelling. All are side yard setbacks. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Griffin, 8004 Scott Store Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Doug Griffin. I'm from Greenwood, Delaware. I'm the builder for Joe Scarpitti. And what we're looking to do is we have a narrow lot, 40-foot lot, as most all those lots back in the back section of Swan Keys are. What we want to do is the mobile home that's there was originally a summer home. They want to use it sparingly during the summertime, and they want to make it a permanent residence. The mobile home is about, I'd say, 35, 40 years old. It's got a stick-built addition on it. We want to take that out, put a 26-foot wide home in there, two-story dwelling. It's up on masonry block. The block will be up as high as what the is what the flood level allows to be for the first floor. I've did several others in this development for the same criteria that we had to, the most that we could go is a 26-foot wide house on a 40-foot lot there. He's trying to utilize all the space within the property that he can, and just kind of bring his house up to the same level as all the other new homes going in the neighborhood. Most all the homes that have been replaced in there over, I would say, the past 4 or 5 years are new modular or new stick-built homes. There's, to my knowledge, I don't know that there's been any more new single-wides put in there, but there has been newer double-wides mixed in, but typically the majority of the homes are going to be new modular or new stick-built homes. That's what he's looking to do there.
All right. Hey, Mr. Rickards, we'll start with you. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
No questions? All right. Mr. Weber?
No questions at this time right now.
All right. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And then Steve? No questions?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
What the reason that he wants the variance, like I say, is the, everything that's there that's been replaced over time is has been a new home.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Not really, no.
Okay. Did you fill out the application?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you should be familiar with those because it was included with them. Would you like more time to prepare?
Well, the uniqueness of the property that we have there is...
There you go.
Is that it's just so non-typical with it being so narrow. So that's the first issue there. Like I say, most every lot that is there that has mobile homes on it that are coming out, everyone's putting a stick-built home there. There's several unoccupied mobile homes there that are kind of just growing up. I don't know whether it's where people have passed on and haven't, you know, estates haven't been settled or what, but there's several in there that are not being occupied. And the applicant has not brought anything upon this himself. I mean, he bought the property there with the mobile home as it is, and he has, over time, upgraded the home by, like I say, adding on an addition. He's put new siding, new windows. I mean, it's a shame to tear it down because he's made it so nice, but it's just the landscape of the house and the way it's built, it's just not feasible for him and his family to enjoy it anymore. He's got kids and grandkids that come down, and it's just not a very feasible thing there. And I think by what we're doing there, we're just we're enhancing the neighborhood. We're bringing his property up to a level that's, you know, it's just going to help the curb appeal of the street and whatnot. And there again, he's asking to use the most room to just maximize how many square feet that we're, you know, able to use there.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Trump?
Mr. Griffin?
Sir, come back up there.
Got some more questions for you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The previous home on there, where was it located? Was it any closer to the property line than this one?
The previous home?
Yeah.
Well, it's a modular, it's a old mobile home, and I would say it's probably the original carcass is probably like 12 by 60. And it's pretty much centered. No, it's more to the south of the, or north of the lot than it is to the south. He's actually, over time, decked around back. There's a lagoon behind every house in this section of the development. But
I guess my question is this home less non-conforming than the prior home on the lot?
I would say no.
Okay. Looking at this HVAC system, is there a reason why it's so close to the property line? Have you considered trying to move that elsewhere? So
we
it's
talked
not
about maybe moving that around back.
Okay, is that, do you have flooding problems back there?
No.
Okay.
Well, we have to, I think part of the code is to have the unit up above the floodplain anyway, the flood mm-hmm. level. So it would
it
be
just
up.
it looked like it was pretty close to a property line, and
yes.
I know some HVAC folks who like having those things.
Yeah, what a lot of people, he knows, is put one of those brackets on the side of the house and hang the unit from there. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's an option there. So we don't have anything going to the garage.
Are there parking issues in that neighborhood?
Is there a what now?
Parking issues?
Not really. No, everybody at least has two spots, maybe three. I mean, with a 40-foot lot, you can definitely
park. But there's no parking on the street
or anything?
No, there's
no side. There's no.
So is that why the front part of that building envelope isn't being used? Because you need to have that for parking?
Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And have any discussions with neighbors about it? Have they expressed any
everybody
input?
Well, there's a vacant lot to the one side of him now. Was I say vacant, there's a mobile there that no one lives in, and pretty much everybody is parked the same way he does. Actually, there's basically no parking. You have to pull into your lot. You can't park 90 degrees from your house in most cases. There's just no place. The streets are very narrow. When two cars pass, if there was someone parked along the road, you would not be able to go by. So therefore, you have to pull straight into your, you know, to your lot there.
Okay. All right. So that limits some of the building envelope then.
Correct.
Goes out. All right. Mm-hmm. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Chair will call for a motion. All right. Hearing no motion, I have sent
Mr.
it back.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,018 for the following reason. Shape of the size of the lot makes it a hardship. The variance is necessary to enable the use of the property. It was like that when they bought it. Well, it's not really causing the hardship because it's the size of the lot and everything. The variance would not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and this is a minimum variance for relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,018. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Record.
Aye for the reason stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reason stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,018 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me for being jittery. I've never had to do this before.
You done well, sir.